This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here right now with the man who could possibly be the nicest man in baseball, Donnie Kelly. And here's how nice Donnie Kelly is. Okay, I know Tom Walker pretty well. Kids went to Pine Richland together. And from what I understand, baseball player, and even though he's married to the sister of a baseball player, two older sons, baseball players, well, it's actually all three of his kids, baseball players, Sunil is still involved. And the word was, this is from what I understand, you tell me if I'm off base here, there's no way my daughter is marrying a ball player. Okay? I mean, am I on the right track here?
You are. And, you know, I think that it maybe came down from older brother Matt, too, that his sister.
Yeah, but he was your teammate.
I know. It was. It's awesome.
But that's a testament to just how nice you are.
I appreciate that, Jim. And, you know, having in-laws like that I couldn't. It's awesome. You know, I've got such great in-laws. We were friends first, but now that we're family, it's tremendous.
Yeah, it is. Tom's a great guy, and you know, it's fun getting to know him with our kids in school together, working on those Pine Richland baseball smokers. Which, by the way, actually, you know what? I think by the time we have that every year, that you might already be down here. I think you've already been away at spring training. One of these years, we'll have to schedule it so that you can show up and regale us.
So this year, I was supposed to be there. We had the staff in for Pirates Fest that weekend, and when we had dinner that night as a staff, so unfortunately I couldn't make it. I talked to
you guys. All should have come to the smoker. The great thing about the smoker is that when the people who talk, no one listens. At least no one listens to me. I think the ex players. I think they actually get a pretty good audience.
You know what? They were listening a couple years ago when you blew me up there with the.
Yes, that's true. I did. I got a message from you. as I recall. But onto a little bit of baseball matters here. You know, we're what, like 2.5 weeks into this thing, a week into everybody being here. How do you like it? I mean, this is you've been in baseball forever. And yet, this is new.
It is new, and it's been great, man. I mean, Shelty's been awesome. The whole staff, the players, I think everybody's really doing well. You know, the guys are really intentional about their work, going out there, focused, and even the games that we played competed really well. The arms have looked good. You know, we've swung the bats well at times, but it's early. You know, early on in spring, the pitchers are way ahead of the hitters, and the at bats that we put up have been pretty good.
I don't know when this started to change, probably since you started playing the game, where all of a sudden somebody, I don't know who the first guy was who thought of this, it's like there was too much time in spring training where we're just like standing around and going to meetings and doing this and doing that, and somebody finally figured out that, hey, let's streamline this thing and let's be more efficient, and you'll actually get more work out of it by putting less in.
Yeah, you know, and getting these guys out on the field, we want to get them out there with that intentional focus of getting better every day, whether that's position players in the cage, on the bases, in the field, pitchers with their work in the bullpen and how they're focused on what they need to do that particular day. Because if they go in there and they're trying to work on a bunch of different things, it might not be as good of work as it could be with the way that Oscar and Mess have really focused in on certain things every day. And it's probably going to be a different thing every bullpen, but really focusing on one specific thing rather than a broad range of things where you only have a certain number of pitches to work on it. They're really killing it with one specific thing.
I was going to say, there's so much information available, and it seems like there's more information available every year from all sorts of different angles, and yet you have to be careful not to overwhelm guys with information. How do you figure out how to walk that line?
They do a great job with that. You know, with Rick and the hitting guys, Oscar, Mess, and just the way that they getting to know the players and then seeing the data and the numbers that come out of the sides and out of the games that they're pitching in, and being able to streamline that to have a focus of, you know, understanding the data, but really using the data, because ultimately we've got to get the players to feel that adjustment. If they can't feel it, it's going to not do them any good out on the field.
How much has that changed since you entered professional baseball? It seems like it's changed a ton.
Yeah, a ton. For me, I mean, this I started in 2001 in pro ball, and now to see the
numbers, you're old.
I'm getting old. Yeah, you're right. the way that the data and the analytics and the numbers, and we can use that to help players get better, but ultimately you got to go out there and compete. And when you do your work, to have that focus in the side sessions, in the bullpen, in the cage, but ultimately, like we were talking about, you got to feel that. And if you're thinking too much about it, you're not going to be able to feel that adjustment. And that feel in the cage and in the bullpen transitions to the game. And it might not be right away. It might take a little bit of time, but as they start to get accustomed to it and get used to it, you know, and then where the data comes in is being able to judge and track progress in how you're making those adjustments, and they can see and feel the difference. But ultimately, it comes down to them feeling it out on the field.
Okay, so 20th year in pro ball, you know, starting out in the minors, now you're a bench coach for a major league team. What have you, or I hate to say what has surprised you, and yet what have you learned since you've been on the other side of it? You know, as a player, you've been around long enough, you probably forget, yeah, I know everything. I know this, I know that. But now that you're a coach, what have you found out that you didn't know that maybe kind of surprised you a little bit?
Man, you know, getting into scouting right after I was done was a tremendous foundation for me to be in the stands and get to see the game from a different angle and how the evaluation process works.
Because we all know more when we're sitting in the stands,
you know,
right?
What? It is. And I wrote three words down in my office at home, don't ever forget, ... Because as a coach and as a scout and as a fan, there are times that you can forget how hard the game is to actually play. And to see these guys, the work that they put in the cage, in the bullpens, in the video room, trying to, you know, perfect their craft and be the best that they can be. And I think that as a coach and as a scout, to sit up there and really keep in mind how hard it is to play this game. And really at the major league level, when you think about how few, there's less than 20,000 players that have ever played in the big league. So when you sit there and to keep that at the focus of when you're working with these guys of, hey, it's hard to do this, and let's come out here every day, be intentional about how we're working, how we're trying to perfect it, and go out there when you get out on the field, just go out and compete and have fun.
Okay, another thing that's changed, I think, since you entered baseball is that there are a lot more coaches than there used to be. You know, I mean, I'm old enough to remember you had a manager, you had a first base, third base, pitching and hitting coach, and there you go. There's your coaching staff. What does a bench coach do?
So I'm like the assistant manager right now, running spring training, and then...
So basically Shelton's not doing anything. He says, Donnie, you
figure everything.
You figure everything out.
You'd have to ask him about that, but no, he's been a tremendous help for me. He did it the last 2 years with Minnesota, and, you know, really just schedule-wise and trying to, you know, communicate that with the staff and the players and make sure everything goes smooth. And you've got all kinds of stuff with, you know, bus times and meetings and, you know, different things that come down. But right now that's my priority. And then as we get into the season, still doing that stuff, but also, you know, Shelty's right-hand man, just talking situations and moves and that type of stuff in the dugout, offering advice and, you know, just being a ear for him to that I can listen to anything that he's got.
Well, you seem like, and I don't really know him, but it seems like your personalities are, I mean, they're pretty close in terms of just your demeanor. Do you guys, is that why you guys work well together?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we've had a tremendous relationship from the beginning, communicating, talking, and that's what it's all about, because you know things are going to come up. You know, and
we haven't lost any games yet. You haven't won any spring training games either, but
yeah. Well, you know what, and that's part of it. The guys have played hard, and we've had some one-run games. You know that they've played well. Last night was a big comeback against the Yankees up there, and those night games for these young guys that are getting their first crack at the major league spring training, it can be an intimidating place. And really proud of the way they competed and how they went about it, is coming back there in the ninth inning. So, you know, there's been some really positive things to take out of the first couple weeks here in camp, and we're just looking to continue to build on that.
How do you decide the 26th guy? That's different now. There's that extra guy, and there's a couple different ways you can go with that.
I'm glad we've got some time to do that.
What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, we really haven't narrowed down anything. We're just letting the guys go out there and compete. And I know how tough it is for some of these guys that are coming into camp. You're fighting for a spot, you know, and it's not easy. You're putting a lot of pressure on every single at bat, every single pitch you throw, you know. And really, right now, there's no decisions that have been made. Like, we just want these guys to go out and be themselves, go out, compete, have fun, and we'll see what happens with those last spots.
Except you're thinking, if they'd had this 26 guy a few years ago, maybe my career would have been a little bit longer.
You know what? I was so blessed to play as long as I did, and I had a blast, and I'm, you know, just really happy to be in this position now to, you know, in any way that I can help these guys get better through my experiences and, you know, really help them be the best players that they can be.
Have you ever not had fun being involved in baseball?
I haven't, but I'll tell you, those slumps where you're going 0-for-20 are not fun to go through. You don't sleep. You feel like you're going to swing and miss at the ball on the tee. And, you know, it's tough, man, going out there. You're trying to put a, you know, round bat on a round ball, and these guys keep throwing harder and harder, and the breaking stuff is better and better. So it's really the consistency with these hitters, and, you know, it's a tough game.
Now, lastly, as a business owner, have you in Bradenton, have you stopped by the Jimmy John's locally to critique them, or maybe to pick up a few hints on how to run the operation?
I've been so busy here, you know, really the 12 to 16 hours a day at the stadium. So really, and I'll tell you what, the food here is tremendous. They do such a great job here at Pirate City and here at Leecom with Chef Tony's unbelievable.
Chef Tony.
Yeah, he's great.